The vessel was set ablaze by Nigerian military personnel to serve as a deterrent to those who engage in oil theft. The authorities say illegal bunkers and their sponsors should be ready to lose their assets, as the government and security forces will do all it takes to bring them to book. The defendants, who have pledged not guilty to the charges against them, have been remanded at a custodial facility of the Nigerian Correctional Service. The case has been adjourned till October 26th for trial. Nigeria has been battling incidents of oil theft for years, and an anti-corruption advocacy group, the Human and Environmental Development Agenda, says the country can save over $200 billion annually if leakages in oil revenues were blocked. Tessem Akinde, Jos.